We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. NASCAR's in Kentucky. What's this race called? On Sunday. It's NASCAR. I'm looking at ESPN. And they do not do NASCAR enough justice here. They say NASCAR Cup Series at Kentucky Speedway. Well, whoop-de-friggin-do. What is it?
It's the Quaker State 400 presented by Walmart.
Oh, okay. So we got a couple jammed in there. Now, you've told me there are three road races in NASCAR every year, which I think are fun because those cars are clearly not built for that sort of thing. So it's interesting. There are some short track races I am aware of. Bristol is the one I cite every time. I don't know if there are other ones. I'll always just say Bristol so no NASCAR person will ever think I'm a complete idiot. Those are fun because there's constant lead changes. Bill Steinbach producing today, the voice of God from the other room, a man blessed with an unbelievable set of pipes to speak, who loves NASCAR, loves racing in general. What do you race? Go-karts right now? Like dirt track stuff? What do you do?
In the past, I've done some go-kart road
course racing. In the past. But you know your way around this stuff. You do. You can say that without being, you're not being braggadocious. You know what you're talking about here. You said before the show, I asked you about this. I said, so what's going on with NASCAR? You said, it's, you know, they're in Kentucky, boring track. How does one delineate a boring track from a not boring track? Like, I know they're at the Brickyard. I know that's a famous track. That's Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I know that Daytona is the Super Bowl. They just do it first. Why is Kentucky such a quote-unquote boring track?
Part of it is because it's a mile-and-a-half track, and in the 90s, they built about 12 of them. So we're just completely oversaturated with them.
So these are like the Three Rivers Stadiums, the veteran stadiums of race tracks.
Exactly.
Okay. So, like, what is Daytona?
It's 2.5 miles.
So this is closer to a short track, but it's not really. What's Bristol?
That's a half mile.
Okay, so this is like the bowl of porridge in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, intermediate
and in the
track.
Middle sucks. Because why?
Well, this particular track, they repaved it a couple of years back, and when they repave the tracks, they lose a lot of their character they have. So when the pavement's old and worn out.
Okay, how does a track have character?
Well, when the pavement's old and worn out, the track has different spots on it where you can run different lap times and faster, so that gives the drivers a lot of options. When they repave these places, it kind of puts the drivers all, they have to run that one line, so there's not a lot of passing that goes on, which kind of just creates a naturally boring race.
Okay, so you're a fan, though, of the sport. You say it's boring, but I'm assuming, will you watch?
I'll tune in.
Okay. It's a boring race because it's basically too homogenized. The track is actually in too good of condition, and it's just a boring track length. What will get you to tune in and be like, ooh, that's still exciting? What are you watching there? What are you, Billy NASCAR fan, we'll call you because that's your name, what are you watching during this boring-ass race at this nondescript track that is going to actually get you engaged?
Well, I'll definitely check in, and I'll probably just keep up on Twitter and then tune in for the stages towards the restarts in there because there's some excitement on the restarts, but I won't watch the whole thing.
What is it? Okay, hold on. You need to keep walking me through this. Excitement on the restarts. In what way?
It's an opportunity to pass. So drivers will take chances that are just insane because the cars are a lot closer. So they'll take a chance to gain spots they wouldn't be able to make up under green.
So how many races are in the average NASCAR season?
36.
36. So 12, basically a full third of them are just crap.
Yeah, for the most part.
Ugh. I don't know, man. It sounds like kind of a bummer. I'm not going to lie.
Rarely these tracks put on a good race, but occasionally you'll get that one. But for the most part, no, they're not really worth
checking
out.
All right, I got one more question then from just looking at this. So the Daytona 500, everybody that knows anything about sports whatsoever is aware that the Daytona 500 is the granddaddy of them all. at Daytona International Speedway. The track itself, famous. Yes? Fair? Right. NASCAR Cup Series set for August 29th at Daytona International Speedway. Why is that race any less special? Tell me.
It's well, it's a shorter race, and that's the first year it was moved. This is the first year, actually, it's moved, so it's right before the playoffs, so they're trying to bring some excitement back into it. Oh, they've got playoffs.
I don't know. It feels like it's – okay, so the playoffs end at Phoenix. That just kind of feels like a crappy, who-cares place to end.
It's an interesting track, though. It's only a mile.
Oh, but a mile and a half is a different story, I
see. Totally different.
Oh, God. Why do I try? See, I'm trying to meet this sport in the middle, and I can't because it doesn't want me to. Everything you said, okay, hey, that's you're an expert. It also just made me glaze over here. I couldn't handle it. That was our blowing hot air segment brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling and Rheem. Visit aphvac.com. Thank you to Bill Steinbach for attempting. He's a very friendly evangelist. He's not like knocking on my door constantly saying, you got to watch NASCAR. When we ask Steiny about NASCAR, he answers our questions by and large. So who, really quick here, 10 seconds. Who at this boring track that nobody cares about knows the track really well and should win?
Brad Keselowski. I think he's won 3 of the last 5.
No, oh, because he loves it. Boring old Kentucky racetrack. Go Brad! Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.